Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Dan Lanning, he didn't take it to the grave. He took it to his press conference on Monday.
Much of the commentary world has decided.
Oh, no. You're quick on the trigger there. I like that.
This time I had it ready.
Hey, there we go. No, Dan Lanning was asked by James Crepia, the Oregonian, about the 12 men on the field, intentional or unintentional, in the waning seconds of the Ohio State game. Remember, 10 seconds to go. Ohio State has one timeout. They're about 10 yards from field goal range. Oregon calls a timeout. They come out. They bring two defensive linemen on. Two defensive linemen come off. It looks like confusion is ensuing. They run on a 12th player about a second and a half before the play starts, and it leads to an incompletion, albeit away from where the player they ran on. Here's Dan Lanning and his the question and response.
Much of the commentary world has decided and struck you as a genius, Dan, for the 12-man penalty and declared that it was intentional. Was it indeed intentional to induce the throw one-on-one against Jabbar in that spot?
He wasn't one-on-one. We actually had a safety on top. So there was a, so it's called dog. It's when you play, but he wasn't in extremely tight coverage, but he was in dog coverage where he had safety on top of him. And yeah, there was a timeout before that. We spent an inordinate amount of time on situations. There's some situations that don't show up very often in college football, but this is one that obviously was something that we had worked on. So you could see the result.
Oh, huh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting breakdown from Dan Lanning.
Now,
he was very specific in his wording in that. They look at all the situations. It was coming out of a timeout. Here's where the situation is, like what Lanning felt the need to clarify there, is that they tried to go to Jabbar Muhammad's side, which he was on the opposite sideline from where they brought in what was Dante Manning. And they tried to go to, as the reporter said, a one-on-one coverage. Lanning is saying, well, no, it wasn't. We had a safety over the top, so Jabbar could be, although playing soft, a little bit more aggressive, knowing there was help over the top to prevent a big play. So they had two over one over there, and then they had an additional defender on the other side of the field where that becomes an automatic for Will Howard go away from it because they don't have the numbers over on that side of the field, right?
Sure.
That was the explanation from Dan Lanning.
Uh-huh.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Look, there is absolutely no harm in embracing the narrative that Oregon's coaching staff deliberately put a 12th man on the field. There is not a negative thing to come with that because everybody right now is extolling the virtues of how genius the Oregon coaching staff is. So why not run with it? I refuse to believe that it's intentional. And that's not a shot at Oregon's coaching staff. It's not a shot at Dan Lanning, because as a head coach, you cannot micromanage that in that situation. You can't. No head coach can. You might have somebody on the staff who does that for you. And every staff does have somebody who does that for you.
That's where that comes from, yeah.
And if you want to say that guy did, go with it. But sure, absolutely.
Well, that's why I said that we prepare for all those situations and in that. The reactions on the field, whether it was, I believe it was Tysheem Johnson, who just kind of put his head down like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that. Or the reactions from the sideline, it didn't seem intentional. But then if you look closely at the one guy who really did not, didn't react, it was Lanning. But then I also kind of in the moment and in the time, I was thinking, well, he's just thinking about the next play, because now Ohio State is, you know, 5 to 7 yards from field goal range. Mm-hmm. And with a timeout, they had the whole field open to them, you know, to the premeditated nature of this. This has happened before. Coaches have sure implemented this and used this before. Rick Neuheisel, I know, came out and said yesterday it was used against him one time when he was coaching at UCLA. I mentioned yesterday Tom Coughlin did it as a coach of the New York Jets. I think Buddy Ryan did it as a head coach of the Eagles at times. It's not unprecedented. It's not something that he came up with and pulled out of his hat on his own. I'm surprised that he came forward and was like, yeah, we did that on purpose, right? Like, yeah, sure, that's something that we prepare for. I thought that was going to be one where it's like, yeah, you know, we're not going to talk about that ever.
And that's
again
what makes me believe that they're kind of leaning into it, because there's nothing to lose here.
Well, the NCAA, according to Ross Dellinger, the rules committee is now taking a look at the rule itself.
Which they should.
Saying that they believe the Big Ten officiating crew went and handled it the correct way.
Based on what the ruling requires.
Yeah. And look, every single team, coach, player in the country, they try to find and exploit every loophole possible, right? Like, as a receiver, yes, you are not supposed to push off and extend your arm, but if your elbow is in and you give him that chicken wing, you can create separation that way. That's within the rules. You run what we call a pick play, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you run a pick play, you look at that guy, you see him, you get in his way, but before you make contact, you better turn your head back and look back at the quarterback just to make sure you can say, I was making a play on the ball. I was just running my route. He just happened to be in the way there. All
these
of these things are every single play an offensive player is holding somewhere, right? It is every player, every coach, every team in the country tries to exploit the loopholes. And I know that there's people that feel like, well, that's unsportsmanlike to intentionally get a penalty like that. It was something that the Oregon Ducks, by Coach Lanning's assessment and what he said, it was something that they looked at and they said, this is the time to use it. And it is such a finite situation to do something like that I think it gets passed over a lot. And if you saw Ryan Day's reaction, head coach of Ohio State was like, they got 12, they got 12, they got 12. He was looking for those 5 free yards because they thought it was advantageous for them. It was a big gamble for Oregon.
Yeah.
I mean, no doubt about it. That is a huge gamble to say, you need 10 yards to get into
We're gonna give you half
field goal range. We're going to give you half and you have a timeout? Like, that is a...
That's one of those things where that...
Ballsy.
If it goes the other way, Lanning is getting crushed for everything he did at UW that didn't work out for him times 10, because this was at the end of the game in a situation, and it's going to be the narrative coming out of it is Dan Lanning doesn't know how to manage big moments if it blows up in his face.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the risk that you take there.
And but I think that is something he's not afraid of and hasn't been afraid of.
No, no, no.
Right?
I'm not saying it's a bad
fourth downs, yeah, and no, he continued to do it on fourth down.
Yeah. He's stuck by his guns, for sure.
Yep, yep.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And I think that that's inherently who he is. But when you have it back, look, there's numbers and there's reality. And you have to know that when you're going with something on the numbers, things can happen. But you're going to go by the numbers. And if you're going to go by the numbers, you can't go away from it.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of analytics. You can't dabble. You have to stay committed to it. Because it's the whole idea of, like, when you flip a coin, it's a 50% chance that it's heads or tails. But I think most people think that if you flip it, it's just because you got tails one time, it means you have a better chance of getting heads the next time. You could get 50 tails in a row. It does not change the odds. That's the thing, is like when you start getting into the actual analytics of things and percentage chances, you have to understand that even if it's something says it went your way, it's going to go your way 9 times out of 10, it could go against you 9 times out of 10, and the numbers could still be right. And that's what I think when you're trying to explain that to fans, whether, you know, it's Oregon fans or college football fans in general, they don't have that fundamental understanding. But yeah, if it had gone against Dan, he would have gotten absolutely murdered for it. So, yeah, again, which, yep, is why I think that owning it and taking ownership of the situation has zero negative effect on them. But it, in all reality, it's probably going to be a rule that gets revisited and changed, because it should not negatively impact. If at all, the offensive team should have the ability to decline or to accept the runoff.
Yeah, to in that moment say, well, no, we're not going to go with a 10-second, or the 4 seconds
the
that we lost,
yes,
need to be
put back,
put back on the clock.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's,
I mean, it could be a situation where let's say they were already 5 yards closer and the penalty got them 5 yards in. Now they're in kicking range. Now, yeah, they don't want those seconds back.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like, then you go, no. You go keep those. We're going to go ahead and kick the field goal, and there's less time on the clock now. Like, you know what I mean? I think that's the situation. Like, you need to afford the offensive team that situation.
Yeah. Well, Ohio State didn't, because that's not the rule right now, and the Ducks come out with a 32-31 win. I'm surprised he did. I love that he did come out and say it, because I think that's outstanding that he came out and was just like, he, again, the way he said it was very, very, very
particular.
I mean, he chose his words very wisely.
He did not go up there unprepared. Let's go down that path.
Well, he knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.